everybody, welcome to another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. I am, of course, Simon, and joining me is my buddy, Jeff.
Hello.
How's it going, Jeff?
It's going, my friend. It is going. It is always so much going on, but sometimes I can't even remember what exactly is going on. I suppose it's just a factor of my age. But I can tell you I had a fun family-filled weekend. I was actually at a costume party this past Saturday, and then I went to a family picnic on Sunday. So it was actually a lot of fun. I had a really good time this weekend.
Very good. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah. How about yourself, my friend? What'd you do?
Nothing.
That is never a bad thing in my book.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. It was great. Doing nothing is always a good thing sometimes. So,
if when the opportunity strikes, I figure you should strike it hard. And doing nothing usually requires that you don't even bother to lift the hammer. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, I agree. I love doing. It's weird saying I love doing nothing, but sometimes it's good doing nothing. I just like it.
It is. All right. Well, the topic of today's episode is keeping the voice healthy. Which sounds like a lot of fun in and of itself.
Yes, it is. It seems like it's keeping the voice healthy seems like a very easy thing to do, but sometimes you might do something drastic to your voice and you might not even notice.
Or stupid.
Yeah. Exactly, like that.
Exactly
like that. Well, the one way to keep your voice healthy is to not strain it.
That's true. But before we get into all that, let's actually read off our disclaimer and our email address, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. You can reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We welcome any and all comments, feedback, spam, and lewd comments. We're all down with that. I know Simon especially so on that lewd part, so go right ahead and have at it. Secondly, our disclaimer is that we are not voice acting coaches because we'd probably be making more money doing just that. We are describing our experiences because it's not all about you. For the most part, your mileage will vary from ours because we did not ride the short bus, despite rumors to the contrary. And last but not least, we are undiscovered badasses because no one important has lifted the big rock that we are hiding under. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our disclaimer for our show.
Nicely done, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Now, tell us all about keeping your voice healthy, Simon. What do you do? What's your regimen if you have one?
Well, first thing I do is, you know, curse you off because you say I like lewd emails. I don't.
I'm not wrong. I know this.
No, I don't like lewd emails. So everyone, that is a false statement from Jeff.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. So keeping my voice healthy, I always had to always keep drinking water.
Water's always good.
Water.
Water being the source of life, as it were. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, like pretty much drink water when you're doing anything voiceover related. I know that for a fact. Like I've done auditions before. Even ones that are not even character auditions, like just commercial or, you know, things that you're reading off of. I mean, at some point your voice is going to get tired and you need to make sure it's liquid.
That is true. That is certainly true. I have noticed that when I'm working like, you know, 2-3 hours in, which may not seem like a long time to be constantly talking, but it depends on the level of strain you're putting into whatever you're voicing for. If it's just basic narration or doing a podcast like this, a few hours isn't such a big deal. And having been a phone tech support agent for a number of years, I can usually handle that level of strain, but after a while, when you stop and you take a break, you start to feel it and, you know, kind of like a roughness in your voice. You're like, oh, geez, you should stop. You should relax and, you know, maybe have some tea to calm it down. A little tea and honey is always good and to relax the vocal cords to kind of massage it in there and so forth. Water is always being a classic way to go as well.
Yeah, definitely. I avoid things that will irritate my throat. Like for me, it'll be fried food. I won't eat it before I do auditions.
Sounds like a good idea.
I know it's a guilty pleasure, my eating spicy food, but I'll do it after I audition.
Well, that's for everybody as far as I'm concerned. How could you not like fried or even spicy food? That's just crazy to me, but you know, to each his own, as the saying goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I won't eat any fried food before auditions. I do it beforehand. Do my auditions first, then I eat the stuff that I want to eat.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird to say that, you know, food could, it's definitely one of those things that could really affect your voice.
Right. And you probably don't want to have too much cream either, although I've noticed on occasion when I have a bit too much that there's like a coating that kind of goes on the inside of my throat that makes it a little more problematic to actually get the right voice. And you know, I need water to flush out, or even hot water or even hot tea to kind of flush it down so that it kind of breaks all that stuff up and gets it out of there, so my voice is a lot clearer. That's at least one thing I've noticed that I've tried that seems to work. So I usually drink like hot coffee and or something along those lines to kind of keep it, you know, warm in there, as it were.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, drinking coffee, you know, if you don't need to rely on coffee to survive, well, that's a good thing, first of all.
That's true. The sad part in my case, I don't want to say I'm addicted to coffee. I could probably do without it if I had to, you know, said the addict. I could do fine without it, but it is a drink. I enjoy it. I have far too much of it for my own good, if you can't really tell by the way that I am. But for me, it's a core of life. But I know that I could get away from it. Thankfully, my body doesn't seem to be that addicted to the caffeine part. And that's a whole other segment about, you know, caffeine addiction and whatnot that we don't need to talk about here. Yeah. But yes.
Yeah. What I was trying to say is that, you know, sometimes coffee, when you drink it, and then if you jump right into an audition, and sometimes it can make your throat very dry. So for me, it does. Right. So I always have a coffee and water next to me. So when I feel like, oh, my throat's getting dry already, it's like I'll drink water. Again, everyone's different.
True. Yeah. Now for me, coffee doesn't seem to quite do that. But that sounds like a really good regimen to go with. At least always have water with you to kind of cleanse your palate, start over and keep going and be able to go from there. And do you have a particular regimen if you do get a sore throat, Simon? Is there anything in particular that you do to try to speed up recovery, as it were?
You know, if I have a sore throat, try to speed up recovery. Really avoid the fried foods, no matter what.
Okay.
It's weird how people don't. It's weird that I met people that are like, you know, when they have sore throats, they still eat fried foods, even though it's like, okay, I don't know why you're still eating it. It's like they never. I mean, it's weird that they never heard that. Yeah, you know, when you have a sore throat, you shouldn't eat fried foods. Like you never heard of that? I mean.
Admittedly, I haven't heard myself, but I mean, I can see why that would work. You got all that oil going.
Yeah.
It could be a bit of a problem. But.
I would assume people would stop eating fried food when they have like a sore throat or something, but nope, they keep on chugging away that fried chicken. Like, I don't think
you got to get your nutrients one way or another, but no, I that's interesting. I hadn't actually personally considered that.
I mean, but, like it makes it worse. For me, it does. I mean, like, yeah. I tried it before. Stupidly, yeah. I tried it before. So.
Oh, is that right? What happened, out of curiosity?
Well, I mean, I had a sore throat, and then I decided one day, like, hey, I still want a burger or french fries and stuff like that. The non-healthy stuff.
Right, of course. You know, yeah. Average American cuisine. Yeah. Right, gotcha.
The non-healthy stuff is usually the one that tastes good, by the way. So.
Well, of course. I mean, yeah. That's, everybody goes after it. It's so delicious.
Yeah, so I ate. You know, I did all that, ate all that fried food, and just, God, my throat just got worse.
Ugh.
So it wasn't to a point where I couldn't do anything. It was worse than what it was in the beginning. I mean, in the beginning, it was okay.
Yeah.
I was getting better, but I know I stupidly had to eat a fried food. Because it was a desire I had that day.
Well, you were hungry. I mean, what else can you say? It's
Well, you eat soup.
Well, that would probably work too. That's true. Yeah.
Definitely soup helps. I know that for a fact. I mean, when I had a sore throat and I had to like do auditions and stuff like that, I would just stick with soup after that. Right. That learning the hard way, fried food's not the way to go after, you know, when you had a sore throat. So,
yeah, no, I seem to have had like more sore throats since I started being a voice actor than any time ever. Which always struck me as pretty weird in my book, but I guess because I was using my voice even more so and using it differently than I'm used to using it, as opposed to, you know, no, man, really, just please reboot your computer. Oh, yeah, maybe you should wait for the power to come back on before you try doing that. You know, that sort of thing. So I'm not straining my voice so hard to talk with people. Then you get into, you know, the, you know, obviously you get into character voices, you get into, you know, reading copy for a commercial where you need to be very excited that you're talking about this product or whatever it might be. So you strain your voice at different levels. So perhaps the muscles in your voice don't get, you know, aren't as used to it as it could be. And I probably have told this story before. I remember that one time I had a sore throat and I was actually out at a youth expo for the Boy Scouts. And it was really obvious that my voice was having a problem. I mean, you could totally hear me just talking. I felt fine. It wasn't like I had an infection or anything. I felt fine, but my voice was really rough. And then stupidly, I started to advertise verbally and quite loudly that we had this merit badge booth going on, that, hey, come one, come all, and enjoy, earning the sports merit badge, you know, and here's this, and, you know, donations of a dollar, yada, yada. And I'm like, you know, out there, not so much screaming, but using a kind of a booming sort of voice of God kind of thing, really kind of get out there and have people hear me. Man, I so regret doing that at the end of the day. You know, even my friend, he was looking at me and was like, dude, why were you doing that to yourself? I'm like, that, my friend, is a good question. But it easily extended, you know, how bad my voice was for at least like a couple of days, when I probably could have fixed it up by, you know, the day after or whatnot. But, you know, it's like, but so you generally want to relax your voice. You don't want to get out there and strain it if you can avoid doing so, if you want to speed up recovery. That's one thing I learned for sure.
I definitely agree. I mean, you have to find a way to keep your voice healthy, and, you know, stop yourself from doing all these strenuous stuff to it. That's a good solution.
That's a good solution. What I did was a bad idea in and of itself, but I had to do something. I had to work while I was there. So yes, but the other part of it, I at least part of my personal regimen to try to, you know, keep things calm, is I go with the tea and honey route, and that tends to be a very common one that you'll hear a lot of other voice actors use as in an effort to, you know, to kind of bring their voices back into a level of health, if you will. But sometimes I think it's just a matter of just like not using it so much and just, you know, kicking back and waiting for it to go away on its own too. So
sometimes you have to.
Yeah, well, you have to. That's the other part of it. I mean, if you can't use your voice, you know, what else are you going to do? Well, you can take care of all your administrative stuff while your voice is getting healthy and you're, you know, drinking tea to try to calm it down and relax it. And don't call anybody if you have to, like, you know, follow up on invoices or anything like that. Yeah. Or call somebody, hey, I need a job or whatever.
The thing I really hate about getting a sore throat is that sometimes it's in relation to you actually being sick. Most of the time I get a sore throat is not because I strain it a lot or anything like that. Yeah. It's because of being sick, of getting sick. And then like doing the administrative work is also a difficult task, because when you're sick and you have a sore throat, blah.
Yeah, you're trying to rest, and you're not resting, you're not helping yourself in the scheme of it all. So yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't really strained my voice in a way that was from audition. It was mostly from getting sick.
Yeah.
That wrecked my voice for like a few days or even a week or so.
Right, right. Yeah, I've been fortunate enough that I don't usually get sick. It's not to say it doesn't happen, but I don't usually get sick. But when my voice is sore or strained or whatever, I'm not sick. It's just the voice itself. And I'm like, oh, crap, I gotta like not work for like a day or two and just, you know, let it rest and, you know, take care of other stuff, you know, that usually you wind up like having to catch up on anyway. So it kind of works out in the end, but still you're sort of like, ah, damn it, I need to work, you know? And of course it comes like when you actually need to, like, when you have a deadline coming up too, it's like, oh my God, I need to do this. And that, you know?
Oh yeah. That always happens.
Yeah. It always happens. I mean, almost without fail. That totally happens. Like, ah, crap.
Oh, well. It's like, where was this deadline when I was healthy?
Right, exactly. It's like, oh, I need it next week. Oh, great. Now you tell me. That's great. You know, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, so, you know, it was tough auditioning when I was sick, you know, because you just don't want to do it.
Right.
And also, it's sometimes not just you don't want to do it, but when you're doing it, you just don't sound like the way you're supposed to sound like.
Oh, well, of course not. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you have a completely different voice, even though it may not sound all that different to you. You could feel it when you're speaking, so you know it's got to be coming out differently.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, shoot, it's not going to sound right. Even though you might, even though you want that gravelly voice, you're like, ah.
Exactly. Nah. That's what I wanted. I was like, man, my voice sounds so deeper, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now I can't, but you can't reproduce that naturally.
Yeah.
Dang it.
It's like, I think I sound really good, but I sound congested as well. So it's probably not good.
Exactly. Or either you can just pick up smoking and you can have that all the time. But, you know, why would you do that? It's,
yeah, that's a horrible, that's a horrible method to have a deep voice.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah, that's not fun. And, you know, then there's the whole cancer thing that kind of goes with it, too. But
yeah,
that's just my take on it.
Use auto-tune there. Jeez.
Use auto-tune. I have a feeling that's probably not a tool voice actors ought to be using. I'm going to leave it at that. Let the sound engineers deal with that for dialogue or whatever it might be. But I don't think we're supposed to do that. No,
not, but you know, if you have your own project that you're doing for fun and you need a deep voice, use a software.
I actually did that for a bit. I found that it was really difficult. I mean, I could do kind of a deep voice. It's not like James Earl Jones deep or anything along those lines. But God knows, somebody said, okay, you're like a really big guy named Tiny, and I need you to do this really deep voice, and you're not that bright. And I'm like, okay.
You fit those two categories.
I know. I'm like 2 for 3, right?
Yeah.
So I did the voice because I need you to go a little deeper. I'm like, okay. So then I started feeling with the software, and then I realized that in order for it to work, I would have to speak at least 2 to 3 times faster than I normally do, make sure I'm as clear as possible when I speak, so that when I actually slow the audio down, it deepens and it actually paces it right. So I had a fun time, figuring all that out, and it actually sounded the way it was supposed to. I'm like, okay, just so you know, I can't do this naturally. This is how I did it. So you understand, this is what I had to do. She's like, okay, yeah, no, it's fine. I'm like, all right, just so you know, that's how I had to do it.
I'm that's pretty much how would you do it if you don't have a deep voice?
Yeah, and the thing is that you obviously want to be as forthright with whom you're working with about that. It's important that you be clear about that, because the last thing you want somebody to say, oh yeah, this guy's got this really deep voice, you can totally pull it out, when you realize that you can't really do it naturally, and that's a big deal. So
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much straightforward with all my demos, and like none of them have like deep voices, like good, what up, because it doesn't sound like I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. That sound like that's not like goofy.
Yeah, you know, of course, you want that to happen.
I don't mean goofy as goofy the character,
not that goofy.
Yeah, right. Like, it's like, man, this guy, it doesn't sound natural. I was like, I can't do it like, hey, everybody, what up? See, I can't even do it right now. It's hard. It's hard for me to have a deep voice.
It is. It's a tough thing to do. And, either some people have it and some don't. And, you could either, try to fake it, but be honest about it and just go from there. So,
yeah, and then if you fake it a lot, I mean, you're kind of hurting your voice too at the same time.
Potentially, yes. Yeah. That's also true. And then, that whole keeping the voice healthy thing doesn't, kind of goes out the window. You got to be careful.
Same thing for doing higher pitch voices. If you can't do it naturally, it's tough.
That's a big thing. If you're doing a voice, you want to be able to do it without having to strain it so hard. That's actually part of making it sound natural. I mean, you could probably do it. You could do a couple hours, for making it sound right. But if it's going to be a recurring role and you got to do it all the time, you're just going to hurt yourself down the road, or over the long term of straining your voice like that. So that's an important thing to kind of keep in the back of your mind too.
The best thing to do is to learn like breathing techniques.
Oh, sure.
There are actually classes that will teach you that in voice acting.
So right on.
There are classes. So if you want to, find a way to voice these characters or audition, and controlling your breathing and also keeping your voice healthy, there are classes for that, everybody. So take those. I recommend taking those classes. It helped a lot for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. That'd be breathing techniques are an important part of the whole thing too. That way you can actually sustain, long paragraphs of text and just kind of go out from there and really get the, be able to boom your voice out there or bring it back in or pitch it or however you got to do it. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. But it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you to, to not get sick.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. No one's immune to that, unfortunately.
Yeah. If your body is just being the body, it's going to get sick. Take care of yourself. Lots of fluids and chicken soup and, all the good stuff to kind of keep things, eventually get yourself healthy so that you sound better and you can keep working.
Yeah, I agree. So, just keeping your voice healthy, you know, don't do anything so strenuous. You know, if you're going to a concert, try not to scream so loud.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. Sorry. Or if you're at a sporting event, you know, keep it cool.
Exactly.
You know? And if someone tried to like, hey man, how come you're not screaming for your team? It's like, I can't, I need my voice to work.
Because I'm a voice actor.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, you don't be suckered in, people. Don't follow through peer pressure. You know, if you don't want to scream for your team, you don't have to.
But if you do, just remember the price you're going to pay the next day. And that's exactly. All good. Just so we're all clear about that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, make sure you know if you have any, even if you don't have anything to do the following day, like you don't have a gig or anything like that, just keep it open for auditions. You know, keep your voice healthy for auditions because you don't know. They come in out of nowhere.
That is true. That is true. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, is think about it this way. Is it worth screaming your lungs out for one night and then not be able to audition the next day? Is that worth it?
That's never worth it.
For me, it's not worth it for me.
Yep, I agree. Because we need work. That's the thing. We definitely need work.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, just scream internally, okay?
That's nice. Very nice.
Scream out loud internally.
Sounds good.
Your mind is screaming, but it's not hurting your throat.
True.
That's a smart scream. There we go. That's a smart scream right there.
Smart scream. Very nice. Yes, I like that. All right. Well, my friend, I don't have anything in particular to add about keeping your voice healthy other than don't strain yourself too hard. Keep yourself healthy. Drink lots of water. Honey and tea is always a good thing to keep handy around. And if you're sick, just take care of yourself. Really, I don't have much else other than to add to that.
Yeah, I have nothing, too. I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Well, Simon, let's end our show for today.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. And if you have any questions, make sure to send your email to thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us today and have a great weekend.
Bye, everyone. Music is provided by MotionArray.com.